Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Teacher, so I am helpless with this material identification to identify my reality. I'm very helpless. Yes. Go on.
I'm helpless and afflicted in the middle of an ocean of sorrow.
You see, what is this sorrow? Ocean of sorrow is my material identification. And material identification is not my house, my car, my external thing. Really start from my body and my senses and my mind. This is the sorrow that I am trying to be happy with this sorrow. But for the moment I become happy, but again sorrow is coming. So real happiness is not coming to me.
Please take me to the wonderful abode of your lotus feet.
Yes. Take me in abode of your lotus feet. I cannot go out myself. You see, there are two things I show you. One is the baby of monkey. Baby monkey is catching to the mama. And the cat babies, they cannot catch to mamas. Cat cannot catch mama. Mama is holding in the mouth and bringing where she is going. So I am so much unqualified that you have to bring where you want to go. I need your mercy. I want to be, I have no qualification to come out from this material thing. So bring me out. By your help to me, bring out, and where you go, bring me also there. And this Nita is doing in my life. He bring out to me and bring to the Swami lotus from the material self. That is the ocean where you sorrow on the soul is very far. I cannot swim and reach there. I can try, but it's not possible. Yes. Go on. When I stop, you start.
Please take me to the wonderful abode of your lotus feet.
Yeah.
The powerful bone of your mercy.
Yeah. Your mercy can protect. Take me away from this suffering. Yes. Because this time I talk about love, but I have no love. But when I will come in your abode, then I will understand what is the meaning of selfless. I do what I do for your pleasure, not for my pleasure. You teaching me to do the pleasure for Krishna. My material consciousness, want to do the pleasure, with material. And you keep me selfless, love with the real pleasure. Go on.
Commentary. When the mind is very agitated by feelings of separation, the loving devotee may feel helpless or unfortunate. Unable to make an end for it.
Yeah.
Also, when the mind is very agitated.
Mind is very agitated. When agitation is coming, when I'm suffering. Then I have no hope and my agitation is growing. Then there is only one hope. What? Loving devotee has one hope. Go on.
When the mind is very agitated by feelings of separation, the loving devotee may feel helpless or unfortunate,
yeah.
Unable to take an end to it.
Yeah. Who has the love, who realized the mercy of Gurudev, they are suffering. So how to come out from this? From this agitation? Because this is not my only goal. My goal is different.
Although he feels smashed by the pain of separation, he knows there is no other remedy than direct attainment of Sri Radhika's audience and service.
Yeah. He has no remedy. He thinks there is no remedy in this material world without taking direct service of Radhika and his audience, his sakis and manjaris. Because they have full love. Their audience can give selfless love to you.
Feels as if he's lying in the middle of an ocean of misery, which knows no comparison in this mundane world. No amount of material or spiritual suffering can compare to it. One day, Sri Gauri Devi Parvati asked her divine husband, Srimad Mahadev, Lord Shiva, about the super excellence of Sri Radha's love, and Lord Shiva told her, "Oh Shiva, Parvati, if you would make separate kinds of all the happiness and misery of all the three worlds, as well as of all the spiritual worlds, it could be not be compared with even a drop of the happiness and misery that Sri Radhika feels out of her love for Krishna." The thinkers also experience some of this happiness and distress because they are not different from Sri Radhika at heart.
You see,
and they have some of her mahama.
You see, the kinkri, the friend and servant of Radhika, also get the same mood. They feel that. Read again.
The kinkri also experience some of this happiness and distress because they are non-different from Sri Radhika at heart and they have some of her maha-bhava infused in them.
you know, I want to show you one thing. Happiness and distress, when we are in my body consciousness, there is happiness and distress when we know the soul. And when I want to be in the soul consciousness and again come back to the my body consciousness, then again I try to come out from the distress and I want to go in happiness in my soul consciousness. Because when I was in soul consciousness, I was very peaceful. When I come in my body consciousness, I lose my connection with my spiritual master. I become distressed with all activities outside. And from there I want to go to the spiritual happiness to get that. And from the soul consciousness, when they get the Manjari Sarup, then also is happening. They go to the Manjari Sarup and again they come to the bodily consciousness. Then they feel distress when they are in bodily consciousness or soul consciousness. They always want to stay in the Sarup consciousness, in their form consciousness. And when they are in the form consciousness, then also happiness and distress is there. Happiness, when I meet with my lover, I feel happiness. And when I don't meet with my lover, I feel distress. This different stage of the happiness and distress, I want to say. Understand or not? Huh? Or ask to others. This is a very deep subject. Ask. If not, then I will explain more. If they understand, it's very good. The stage of happiness and distress. One is more material happiness when I don't know more than my material thing. Only distress is there. But happiness is coming when I know little soul consciousness. Then the time when I'm peaceful with my disunderstanding, I become really happy. And the moment I come back in my material body consciousness, again I create distress and things. And when I come from the soul more higher than Sarup consciousness, and from to keep this body I have to come back to the soul or Sarup my body consciousness, also this was distressing, distressful. I want to go back for that. And when I am always in Manjari Sarup and Radhika is distressed to meet the Krishna, she is not happy because Krishna is not coming. That also makes distress to her, to how to meet with my lover. That also distress, but this distress is more peaceful and more enjoying than this before material distress. So that is to understand. So happiness and distress in all circumstances. Understand?
Yes, Guru. Guru, can I ask something?
Yeah.
Before we were reading that the only remedy is the direct attainment of Sri Radhika's darshan and her service. So some sadhus in Vrindavan say that to attain darshan of Srimati Radharani is not so difficult, but to stay in her service is the challenge for us.
Yeah, the flash, darshan means one flash will come to us. But the service means you are living there. Flash is easy to take one flash and it goes out. It comes and goes. But the darshan and service means you are living always in the service. You are very personal. Your relation becomes so deep that you feel to serve because of your personal connection. If it's a small or big, you like to do everything. And that makes more close relations.
Guru Dev of service.
You cannot serve anyone without closeness. You have to be close to serve. Like Mohan is close to you, you can take care of him. But if Mohan is very far from you, then how you can serve and take care of him? So closeness is the only way for the service. One closeness, physically closeness, one is a feeling closeness. Feeling is so intense that I can feel all the time. Different because they are always like a shadow. They don't want to be far from. They want to be like a shadow. This
heart
is the
heart.
Heart to heart. What she feels, I feel. What Kinkaris feel, Radhika understand. They are one. It was two, body. But the oneness of feelings are there. The oneness is there.
And if a loving devotee hears even a faint reflection of the high dancing waves that roam on the terrible ocean of Sri Raghunath suffering from separation from a distance, he will immediately understand, no devotee aspirant in this world can speak like that. Only a pure devotee can.
Only Kinkari can say that, like that, who is really fixed with the in Kinkari bhava, they can say like this. Because they cannot be, they are heart to heart. they cannot think to be far from Swami. They cannot, they are very close in all feelings. They want to connect with the feelings. Your feeling is my feeling.
Then the picture of the sad, moon-like face, Sriman Mahaprabhu, the presentation of the Prarambha Rag, and he rallied Sri Ramakrishna, the separation from Sri Krishna and the Gambhira, will be drawn on the slate of his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, more so than is a very deep subject, I will explain again.
So, when we understand that only a pure devotee can stay like this, then the picture of the sad, moon-like face of Sriman Mahaprabhu, who is the personification of the Vipralamba Rag, mood of separation, as he relished in Sri Radha's feelings of separation from Sri Krishna in the Gambhira.
Yes.
This picture will be drawn on the slate of his mind.
Yeah. In his mind, this feeling will come to him. So, the moment they now see Krishna, they feel suffering. They suffer with that. Then there is no material suffering left. And this is spiritual suffering. To meet Krishna is the highest. So what I am suffering in material small things is no meaning for those devotees who understand the real suffering is what suffering. Not meeting with my lover is myself. Yeah?
When the light air reaches the throat, because of strong feelings of love and separation, then again a vision of the deity may come to the devotee, which helps him to stay alive here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then,
go on.
Then there is no end to his bliss, and he thinks he is close to his beloved again. Constant succession of meeting and separation brings the devotee in an indescribable condition. This is the specialty of the love of Braj, and it is known as the great treasure of the Rajaraj Upasaka.
Yeah.
Whether this prema is to be known as the greatest bliss or the greatest sorrow cannot be ascertained. But when it arises, it makes the devotee always act as if he is completely mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the vision of the beloved vanishes, the pain of separation becomes so severe that it wipes the remembrance of the just experience bliss of union out of the mind. In such vision, only another such vision can keep the devotee alive.
Yeah.
The practicing aspirant should also have some experience in his bhajan. The more experience one has, the more advanced one is.
Yeah. That is only our realization and the feelings to grow. And then I can feel how advanced I am automatically. My life is going to be advanced.
Srimad Bhagavatam, that just by one time consciously offering obeisances, Akrura Mahasaya had his spiritual aspirations fulfilled. How much relish is there in one obeisance? Sri Sukadev told Maharaj Parikshit, O King, from this chariot, Akrura saw the footprints of Krishna marked with the special signs of the lotus flower, barley corn, elephant goat, and others on the soil of the meadows of grass. The dust of this seed is held by all the maintainers of the universe on their crown. Akrura's ecstatic love and respect increased when he saw the sign. Hair stood on feet and his eyes became filled with tears, ecstatic love. He jumped from the chariot onto the ground and exclaimed, Aho, how amazing, rolling in that sutra and offering his obeisances. Shortly afterwards, he had the darshan of Krishna and Baladev. In this way, we once experienced all the items of devotion. When we see this experience of the devotee, it seems as if the Lord is taking him along by the hand. Can the devotee continue if he does not even get slightly acquainted with his beloved devotee? How can we advance towards someone we have never seen who is beyond our purview? I could not get acquainted with she who is everything to me. Never even think of the maidservant of Sri Radha to whom my merciful spiritual master has introduced me.
Wow, to become maidservant of Radha. Identification of this is important. That I am your master. To feel this.
My bodily consciousness is so strong. Everything is burnt in the moon I desire. My bodily consciousness is so strong, everything absorbs to the mood I desire. What a waste our life is to be slightly acquainted with she who makes even the Supreme Lord all material and spiritual world saints by casting a single sight of glance like this. The aspirant is drawn towards Radharani's lotus feet by his own strong desire to reach them.
Desire is important. If I have a desire, only will is only the way. This desire will give this one.
O Swami, if you just want to sing my song, my dream, then I will be consoled. With what, Goswami? Just tell me what you are mine.
You said to me you are mine. So how many you have to say you are mine?
I'm sitting here just waiting for that and nothing wrong.
I'm waiting for that when you will say that you are mine. I'm waiting for that moment. And we try, toyas me, I am yours. I am in my bodily consciousness and I am crying that I am yours. Why I am in my body consciousness? Why you not bringing my soul? I am your dasi. I am your maid. Make me in my sarup that I can be near to you. So I am yours. Because I am in body consciousness, you bring me out in my sarup consciousness. So I am yours, why you leave me? I am yours. And Swami say, you are my, because she is full of love and kindness. And when I come in my spiritual form, sarup consciousness, then I say to Radhika, you are my Radhika. I am your dasi, you are my Swami.
When the devotee is so anxiously and exclusively waiting, everything else becomes insignificant for him. And he will slowly be drawn to Radharani's lotus feet to experience.
Nakshya Vatuti ne Buddha hogam Buddha bana Asyura Akut bana to Chipsu. तो पराठा बनाओ दोस्तों अच्छे तो भुट्टा भी उसको छील के बनाओ ऐसे वाला या यस
लाइट द एमिट शिवान सोल इज विल इल्यूमिनेट द हार्ट ऑफ एनी डिवोटी टू डेवलप सच एन इंडिस्क्राइबल डिवोटी
अगेन.
The light that emanates from Sri Radha's toenails will illuminate the heart of any devotee who develops such an indescribable devotion. Krishna will come to anyone who meditates on Sri Radha's lotus feet and who hears and chants about her without even being called. Wherever I hear the words of Sri Radhe from anyone's mouth, in that direction my mind runs. Even the king of lovers, Lalji Krishna, will be astonished by it. Even he will have to come down. Srimad Bhagavatam says that Sri Krishna sits in the hearts of those who hear and sing about him.
and cleanses all the pure contamination from each heart, making them worthy places for Him to sit. Vāmini's heart will suffer. According to the Mahārāja, he says, Amara Kota Bole Yai Amara Mata Bolte Bosya Kohino Vrindavani. Anyone who speaks about me is as I want him her to be speaking very much. This I said speaking to Vrindavani. Actually, without Srimati Radharani's mercy, Krishna can never be attained.
Without love, there is no God. God never exists without love. Radhika is the goddess of love. Goddess of love. Without love, there is no possible to be near. Without relation, no possible to be close to. And without closeness, there is no feeling. And then there is no feeling, that is no spiritual life. The spiritual life is the full of feelings. Dust of Radhika is my blessing in my life. That dust I will put in my body. That means I will never leave the lotus feet of Radhika. And if she walking, the dust will come, that I will put in my body, material body. This material body will not disturb me. Go on.
Radhika Sharana Reno Uttana Koriya Dhanu Anayasya Bhomet Sidhari.
Then gives Hari Anayas. Automatic he will come. Krishna will come.
Radhika
Charana Ashraya, means who took the shelter of Radhika, they are great person. Because this is not easy to understand. Radhika Charana Ashraya is means I took the shelter of divine love, then I am taking other things, the goal of that. I have only hope and shelter in you, and I want to be in that way in my life. And Charan Ashram is also that I live in the same mood of Radhika. What she do and what she think, that is the ashram. That I want to do every moment in my life. Merciful, kindness, lovingness, caring, helping nature. All this is the Charanasya. Means the mood of Radhika, when it will come in my heart and my day-to-day, every moment of activity. Yeah.
Radhika Charana Ye Kore Se Maha Saya Tara Mohi Jai Bolihari.
They are very, very respectful, and I always want to associate with those people.
Jaya Jaya Radha Dham Vrindavan Yara Dham.
And they want to be always meditating in Radhanam and meditating in Vrindavan feelings, living in the Vrindavan feelings.
Krishna Sukha Vilas Tera Nirguna.
Then Krishna Sukha. Happiness through the Krishna is automatic, needy in the wealth. That is the wealth. Krishna is like a wealth for the Radhika's dasi. Because this Krishna gives happiness with the meeting with Radhika. Radhika becomes happy. If I not do this in my life, I don't listen the name of Radhika, then my vidhi means the material world. I am missing in my life something in my life, material life.
Tara Bhakta Samre Padha Rasa Lila Prema Prata.
They are Bhakta. The devotees, they only talk Radha Ras stories and Prema Katha, loving stories of Radha. Radha Rasa is the Prema Katha, loving love exchange. I want to do this way. Krishna is always with them.
Vihote vimukha yei tara kabhu siddhi nahi, nahi yeno shuni tara naam.
If they are not doing like this, then not listen their name because they are useless. Their life they want to make useless. They know the meaning of the life. What is the easy way to come in the life? The Lord will come to him by only the changing the mood of Radhika. What she do, I start doing. Krishna will search and come here. Rasaga, Radhika, name of Radhika, Vrindavan Dham, and meet with Rasika.
Krishna Naam Gane Bhai Radhika Charan Bhai, Radha Naam Gane Krishna Chandra.
Radha Naam somebody lo, take Krishna and Krishna somebody take.
से पे गोविंदो कोता ऊंचा मोनेरा याता दुखा माया आनिया कोता संगा
I say you something in short. He is writing, I am saying you in Sanskrit means small, short way. Think on this point. And when you will think inside and try to search, find out this, you will know everything. And all the suffering will go out from you. Yeah. Yes. All the dukkha, all the undistressedness will go out. Because Radhika met servant, Krishna cannot make unhappy. Radhika's friends, maid servants, they are all protected by Krishna to give everything to them. There is no bother for that. Everything starts happening in their life.
Maybe Gurudev, if someone has a question,
yes,
can ask.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Very nice. Ask. You ask the question and say to me. Open up.
Here in this book you were explaining, anyone who associates with Radha's devotees and speaks about her, he will attain Ganesham.
Yeah.
But we don't want to attain Ganesham.
No, Ganesham will come automatically. You don't need to bother. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will search who is this person who is become the maid servant of my family. We no need to search, we don't need him. But we need to be in love with Radhika's maid servant, want to be only with Radhika. But he will come automatically. Where he will go? He has to come to the home to see Radhika. Automatically, you no need to bother for him. It's no bothering. Now we are Krishna devotee and we are searching but we never find him. I can eat and talk also. Ask question.
Yes. What are you eating, Gurudev?
I am eating what you cook there.
Wow. Wow.
I am all eating where you are cooking there.
Cows are giving good milk,
Gurudev? Very good. That you come soon.